Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the head of the HSE says the coronavirus is putting unprecedented levels of demand on the health service. Meanwhile, the Dáil has decided not to establish an emergency health committee to deal with the situation. The Taoiseach says he believes the committee would have dragged health officials away from their important work. A local hotel manager says tour companies are cancelling some bookings from Italy and Germany over coronavirus concerns. And as Fine Gael resists overtures from Fianna Fáil went into government, the Sinn Féin leader accuses both parties of shadow boxing and playing games with the process. Also, condemnation of a shooting last night in Derry. All these stories to follow, and later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. The head of the HSE says the coronavirus is putting unprecedented levels of demand on the health service. There have been 6 confirmed cases in the Republic so far, including 4 members of the same family who have tested positive. The HSE is in contact with a number of schools who might be impacted. 3 in County Clare closed today. Well, the chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, says they're stepping up their response to COVID-19.
We've invested this week over €20 million to bring on board more ICU beds all across the country. So €20 million will bring on immediately 20 beds, and after a very short period of time, another 5 ICU beds. Also, every hospital has very significant plans in terms of how they would surge their capacity across the hospital system.
The Dáil has decided not to establish an emergency health committee to deal with the situation. That idea was put forward by the Labour Party in a bid to get cross-party support for any measures needed in the absence of a new government. Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he believes a committee shouldn't be put together because it would drag health officials away from their work.
I think the business committee made a wise decision in not advocating a full Oireachtas committee at this stage. We have a relatively small number of very competent and very hard-working health officials, the chief medical officer and his team. And while this issue has become very, very topical in the last week or two, they've actually been working flat out since January on this. Many of them haven't even taken a weekend off since then.
Well, the health minister says more schools may have to close or cancel events as further cases of coronavirus are confirmed. 3 schools, as we said, in County Clare did shut today after 4 members of the same family tested positive for COVID-19. The 2 males and 2 females are being treated in hospital. It's reported one of them is a healthcare professional. That's not been confirmed by the HSE. The health minister, Simon Harris, says as the situation evolves nationally, it's important that schools follow advice and don't act unilaterally.
I am aware that is going to impact on a number of schools, and it's important to say that those schools need to follow the advice of the public health authorities. There may be different scenarios for different schools, and this may happen a number of times in the coming days and weeks. For some schools it may mean a school closure, for other schools it may mean that a class closes, for other schools it may mean that an event within a school community is cancelled. So it's really important that schools do not act unilaterally.
Meanwhile, a local hotel manager says tour companies are cancelling some bookings from Italy and Germany over coronavirus concerns. There are fears locally about how the tourism industry will be impacted over the coming months as a result of the precautionary measures being taken in a bid to contain the virus. The manager of the Clanry Hotel in Letterkenny is Councillor Micheál Nochtain. He says it's a worrying time for the hospitality sector. He was speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
Yes, Greg, unfortunately, man, and, you know, it was expected that, you know, we have been chatting with Hald Ireland. Hald Ireland will be a big tour operator for us, and I mean, basically bringing in tours from Italy and also from Germany. Now, unfortunately, basically, you know, last week they have cancelled a number of tours that, and no later than Tuesday, you know, we had Globus, which will bring tours in from North America and all over America, basically saying they're getting cancellation then. So basically, there's going to be a knock-on effect and that in relation to this. I have no hesitation in saying that basically any flights coming into Northern Italy should be cancelled. Paddy's weekend and basically Easter are basically the kick-off of the tourism season for the hoteliers and restaurants and bars. Basically, you know, January and February are long months. Basically, if our Easter is affected, you know, basically it puts hotels and restaurants on a back foot, and basically it could leave, you know, a lot of them vulnerable for the year going ahead. The next 4 weeks are vital. one of the biggest, basically, tour operators, Meta, that takes place in Dublin, basically, next month. Now, basically, there's an uncertainty that that might be cancelled. And that would be devastating, because, basically, that's when all the business is done for the next 2 years. Basically, people come in, all the tour operators from all over the world come into Dublin, basically meet with the trade and the business people, promote Ireland as the destination. I mean, and it'd be a huge amount of business done, and Ireland is sold hugely on them 2 days in Dublin. So basically, the possibility that's going to be cancelled now. I mean, so definitely there will be a huge, basically, you know, negative effect for the tourism, basically, in this country.
And that was Councillor Micheál Nochtain speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Fine Gael is still resisting overtures from Fianna Fáil to enter into a government arrangement. Both parliamentary parties met earlier to be briefed on the policy talks which took place between the two parties yesterday. However, there's been no change in their position, with Fine Gael saying they're still intending to head toward opposition. TD Neil Richmond says they haven't ruled out a coalition, but there's a lot more thinking to be done.
Well, we said before the general election that we were prepared to go in for a coalition. Like, that wasn't an issue. The thing is that on foot of the election and the results that we received, we need to see how we can advance our programme. There are other parties that are bigger than us. There are other groupings that have spent the last 4 or 9 years trying to get us out of government. So we have to be quite clear that any discussions, any conversations about policy we have, we still have an agenda we want to put forward, and that hasn't changed just because of the election results.
Well, in the Dáil a short time ago, the Sinn Féin president, Mary Lou MacDonald, accused Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael of playing games with the process.
We have two parties in this place engaged in shadow boxing, playing games with the intent, it seems to me, of laying out a pathway for government together, an outcome which would fly Ceann Comhairle in the face of the very type of change that people voted for on the 8th of February last. So we all know what they're at. They might at least be honest with themselves and with each other.
A Derry councillor has hit out at those responsible for a number of shots which were fired in the Ballymacroarty area of Derry last night. A police helicopter was deployed to support police attending the scene on the ground after masked men tried to force their way into a property in the residential area. The men then proceeded to break a number of windows and fire several shots as they were leaving. No one was injured in the incident. It happened at around 9:30 last night. Councillor Mickey Cooper says a lot of young families live nearby. He says the incident caused a great deal of concern.
A number of men arrived last night, proceeded to try and enter the property, and there was nobody home at the time. So they basically broke the windows and on departure fired a number of shots into the air as well. As I said, it's not the first time it's happened. The current tenant only moved down a few weeks ago. Previous tenants, some of the incidents have happened twice. No shots have been fired, but bricks have been thrown through the windows on two occasions previously. That tenant moved out in fear because of obviously what had happened. And then the new tenant moved in just 4 weeks ago, and this has obviously happened last night. So the residents in the estate, and particularly in McNeice Close, are obviously disgusted. This has happened 3 times now in a number of months, and are asking for those responsible to explain themselves.
And while nobody was injured, it does evoke a high level of fear among that community, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the fact there was shots fired this time in particular, and there's a lot of young families living in that particular area. So obviously children at that time of night, and it would have been a time of night they were being put to bed as well, hearing those shots, and obviously the follow-up from the police, helicopter in the sky, all of that doesn't lend itself to creating a nice atmosphere in the area. And that's stark contrast, as we said in the statement, to the fact that the estate is going to celebrate its 40th anniversary this year, that the local community is organising all sorts of positive events, and then something like this happens, so the local residents are disgusted.
Councillor Mickey Cooper speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. 3 men and a woman are being questioned in connection with the abduction and attack of a Quinn Industrial Holdings director. Kevin Lunny was kidnapped and beaten last September as he was on his way home from work. Police in the north arrested 2 men aged 23 and 61 and a 61-year-old woman in the Fermanagh area today. This morning, Gardaí arrested a man in his 30s. He's being held at Cavan Garda station. Authorities north and south of the border are continuing to appeal for information about the attack. Passengers booked to fly from Ireland to the UK with Flybe are being urged not to go to their airport. Europe's biggest regional airline went into administration overnight, blaming a fall in bookings as a result of coronavirus. 60 weekly flights from Dublin, Knock and Cork airports have been grounded with immediate effect. Over 200,000 jobs, including 150 in Belfast, are at risk. Belfast City Airport, the George Best Airport, 80% of its flights are run by Flybe. In Scotland, Logan Air says it's adding 400 new weekly flights following the collapse of Flybe. It's opened a recruitment line for Flybe employees. Here, Dermot Jewell of the Consumers Association of Ireland says a lot of people will be owed money as a result of what's happened.
The deal is to try to get all bets off, to get as much money resolved, to get any deal possible that's done. There's not a priority, so the consumer ranks just as well, rarely, in these cases, and unusually, as anybody else does. So get in there. But that said, in all honesty, I think we know pragmatically that there will be large bills with a lot of people at the door, knocking at the door today of the administrator.
Approval has been given for the demolition of the old Pound Stretcher building on Derry's Bishop Street and the construction of a new Family Justice Centre. The decision was made this week by Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The Family Justice Centre, One Safe Place for Foyle Women's Aid, will consist of a reception, offices, family rooms, auxiliary facilities and a public drop-in centre cafe at ground floor level with 9 supported housing units and a separate associated block located at the rear. An application to demolish the former Pound Stretcher building, including its front facade floors and frame, was granted subject to a number of conditions. The proposed development comprises of a social enterprise cafe and shared justice centre that occupies the 3 floors of the building, which fronts onto Bishop Street and the 9 supported living units, which are located on a new build block to the rear of the proposed centre. The new build block will be a 3-storey building, which will include a family room space with covered open space for children, along with those 9 apartments. All planning application forms, drawings and letters relating to the application are available to view on planningni.gov.uk.
The HSE and the incoming government are being urged to permanently reopen the beds at Letterkenny University Hospital's short-stay ward. 10 of the 20 beds reopened last year unfunded. Approval was received this year for funding to open the beds from January 6th to March 31st. That's now been extended until June 30th. However, Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says it's vital the beds remain open to assist the ongoing pressures at the hospital and that all beds are included.
I have to say it was disappointing when we had the announcement of the beds being reopened on a temporary basis until March. Now, they've extended that temporary status until the end of June. And it's time, really, for the nonsense to end here. We need to permanently reopen those beds, ensure that the management of Letterkenny Hospital have the necessary resources in terms of nurses, doctors, beds, to help them deal with the challenge that we see every day in the emergency department.
And indeed, there was a clear need for these beds at the time, and it appears in this case that it's one step forward and 2 steps back.
It's really exasperating. I mean, of course, the beds should never have been closed. It's a scandal that happened. But it's now well over a year since the outgoing Minister for Health, Simon Harris, gave a promise that those beds would be reopened. What we discovered a short period of time afterwards is that the resources actually were not provided to either Letterkenny Hospital Management or indeed the SAILTA Hospital Group. They actually reopened beds themselves with their own resources. So we need to stop this nonsense. We need the HSE and the next government now to open those beds permanently, to take some pressure off the nurses and doctors in that hospital. And then, of course, we need a much increased investment in our health services across Donegal over the next 5 years.
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Every club that registers this weekend also gets a bonus 200 points.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, in the Republic of Ireland, women's side will hope to strengthen their claim on a Euro 2021 playoff spot tonight. Anya O'Gorman comes out of international retirement for the visit of Greece to the Talis Stadium. The Piemont star returns with competition for places at the strongest it's possibly ever been.
Yeah, which is great, I think. I think it makes training more intense and just ups the quality, gets the best out of every individual as well. So it's really healthy to have that good competition. And look, there's a lot of places up for grabs, and I think the attacking lineup is really, really good.
Mulford's Amber Barrett is in the squad and is expected to feature at some stage tonight. Kickoff at the Talis Stadium is 7:15. Elsewhere, Everton manager Carlo Ancelotti has been fined £8,000 after admitting an FA misconduct charge. The Italian was shown a red card after confronting referee Chris Kavanagh following Sunday's Premier League draw with Manchester United. He won't be banned from the touchline for this weekend's top flight game against his former club Chelsea. And a sixth round trip to Norwich awaits the winners of tonight's FA Cup fifth round tie at Pride Park. Championship side Derby entertain their captain Wayne Rooney's former side Manchester United. Kickoff on that one is 7:45. And schools football today, the FAI schools Tom Tisher Ulster Junior Cup final for under 17s at Finnish School. Warragh Buncrana 1, St Junan's College Letterkenny 0. So victory for the Buncrana team there. The game was played in the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. In Gaelic games, Tyrone will look to defend their Ulster under 20 title this weekend. The Red Hands take on Donegal in the final in Clonus on Saturday. Tyrone manager Paul Devlin is wary of the Donegal threat.
Look, we concentrate a lot on ourselves there, so that's the main thing. So, as you know, there's a good possibility there's going to be a Tyrone or Donegal team coming through. At one stage last week, you know, listening to a couple of lads who were at the game saying Donegal were getting it tight, and I thought at that stage maybe down with 20 to go, 15 to go, is going to maybe push through the line. But I say, you know, one thing with Donegal, they're never beat to the end, so they're not. And you have to be very, very wary of Donegal the whole way through, so you do, you know.
Yes, that game will be live on Saturday Sport here from 3 o'clock through one time. Also, just to mention that last night's GAA special is available to listen to online on our sports section at highlandradio.com. Elsewhere, then some news from Australia, and Yvonne Bonner will miss the rest of the women's AFL campaign. The Donegal forward suffered ankle ligament damage while playing for the Giants against Brisbane last weekend. Sydney say a scan has confirmed ligament damage, which rules her out for the rest of the season. And Connor McKenna is back in training with Essendon ahead of the start of the new AFL season. He had returned home to Tyrone last month due to homesickness. The Bombers assistant coach James Kelly says McKenna continued his pre-season regime while in Ireland, and the Bombers are confident he'll be ready to face Fremantle later this month. In rugby, Munster prop Dave Kilcoyne has signed a new 3-year deal with the province. Also putting pen to paper today is hooker Kevin O'Byrne, who signed a fresh 2-year contract. And Six Nations organisers maintain they want to conclude this season's championship when time allows. The meeting of Italy and England on Saturday week has become the latest game postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. Now, the game in Rome is due to be played behind closed doors. As things stand, all other games not involving Italy go ahead, including Ireland's trip to Paris next weekend. And Connacht and Munster's upcoming Pro 14 games in Italy have both been postponed. Munster were due to be away to Benetton on the 21st of March, while Connacht were slated for a trip to Zebre on March the 28th. The Pro 14 say they've taken the decision to protect the well-being of players, staff and supporters. In golf in the PGA Tour this week, the Arnold Palmer Invitational is taking place in Orlando, Florida. And Rory McIlroy has just joined the lead. He's 5 under par through 16 holes of his first round. He's joined in the lead by Taylor Gooch, who's finished with a round of 67. Elsewhere, Sam Burns, Christian Bezuidenhout and Tyler Hatton are all in 4 under par. Patrick Harrington shot a 74 for 2 over par. Graham McDowell is out later. And finally, for this evening, the European Tour, the Commercial Bank Qatar Masters is taking place this week, and Nicolai Højgaard leads the way. He's on 7 under par after a 64 today, one ahead of Jost Luiten. He shot a 65 for 6 under par. Now, two Irishmen on the field this week. Cormac Shervin is on level par on 71, and Jonathan Caldwell shot 74 to sit on 3 over par. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Private nursing home operators say they're being discriminated against under the Fair Deal scheme. Quoting official figures, Nursing Home Ireland says HSE nursing homes in Donegal are being paid 81% more per resident per week than their private and voluntary counterparts in the county. The CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland is Tadhg Daly.
Effectively under the Fair Deal, the HSE are paying themselves an average of €1,603 per resident per week, and they're expecting the members in the private and voluntary sector to provide the very same care, inspected by the very same inspector at HICWA, for an average of €885 per week. So they're in effect paying themselves 81% more than they are willing to pay to the private sector. And under the Fair Deal, a person contributes 80% of their pension and up to 22.5% of their assets. So the Fair Deal was meant to be fair, but clearly this isn't a fair deal for the owners and operators of the private and voluntary sector.
Do you believe then that effectively you are subventing the HSE's operations in as much as you're not getting paid as much as they are, but you're expected to provide the same service?
Absolutely. I mean, in effect, what's happening here is that the HSE are being rewarded for inefficiency. And on the other flip side of that is that our members in the private and voluntary sector of Nursing Homes Ireland, their viability is being threatened. There's very little capacity being added, and we see nursing homes closing across the country.
Do you believe this disparity is going to be a disincentive effective in terms of getting more people in into the sector, getting more people actually offering services, which nationwide are badly needed.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an absolute disincentive, and that was highlighted a number of years ago by the economic consultants DKM. The government committed to a Fair Deal pricing review that has to be published in 2017. It's now 2020 and that hasn't been published, so you'd have to be less than cynical to understand that they're trying to bury that report. But the consequences will be far-reaching, and we may end up in a situation where, similar to the housing crisis in years to come, in respect of nursing home care.
Tadhg Daly there of Nursing Homes Ireland. Plans have been published for an adventure urban sports park within the boundaries of Bernard Badlinchy Town Park in Letterkenny. People are being invited to comment on the proposal. It's a collaboration involving a number of groups, including Donegal Sports Partnership, Donegal County Council, the Garden Outdoor Adventure Centre and local youth organisations. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The proposed works at the Bernard Badlinchy Town Park would include the development of an outdoor covered stage with associated concrete tiered seating to facilitate outdoor public events and exhibitions, along with the construction of a multi-use all-weather play area to accommodate a wide range of sports with an adjacent prefabricated climbing frame. Associated ancillary works to include site clearance, extension of the existing path to provide suitable access, site drainage with stormwater attenuation, installation of public lighting, CCTV, connection to services, soft and hard landscaping, fencing, street furniture and development related signage will also be carried out. Submissions and observations can be made to the County House in Lifford before 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
And funding has been sanctioned to install traffic calming measures for Drumbo Brae in Stranorner. The minor route is used regularly as an unofficial Twin Towns bypass. There have been ongoing safety concerns among local residents over the speed attained by some motorists. Donegal County Council's Road Design Office is to begin designing a traffic calming solution. Local councillor Patrick McGowan hopes that measures will be in place by later this year.
With now the report back from Road Design, and as I say, there'll be some form of traffic calming now, whether that's small ramps or rumble strips or whatever. Like, but there was, this time last year there was a petition raised by the residents up there, and please God, that was forwarded then to the department, and they have announced now that they're going to fund it. So I'm just delighted for them.
And what would you like to see there ideally? We do know that the council is somewhat reluctant to install ramps of late.
Yeah, look, and we can see in quite a few of the towns there right around the country that there is ramps, you know, but these big, very high, steep ramps are not always the answer to everything, and it's quite difficult for lorries and other bigger vehicles, especially if they're going uphill. They can put on lower ramps that would have very little effect on traffic that's going slow, but traffic that would be speeding when it would hit them would get quite a bump. I think that would be more the idea. But look, the thing has been referred now to Road Design, and it's up to them to come up with some form of traffic calming.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan there. The Wild Atlantic Way has been named as the most scenic drive in the world by an international travel magazine. Big Seven Travel says the trail is simply unparalleled and shows off jaw-dropping coastal mountains, rugged countryside and ancient history. The Wild Atlantic Way pipped Argentina's Road to El Chalten on the top spot on the list. And that's Highland Radio News. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be mostly dry this evening with mainly light to moderate south to southwest winds. Rain tonight will spread throughout the region, falling as sleet in places or even as snow on hills. It'll clear for a time in the early morning, but further wintry conditions will break out later in lowest temperatures of -2 to +1 degrees Celsius. Frost and some patches of mist or fog possible. Winds mostly light. Tomorrow morning will be mostly cloudy with showery rain or sleet in many areas. Brighter weather extending from the southwest with showery rain gradually clearing by tomorrow evening. Highest temperatures on Friday of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in moderate or fresh northwest breezes. Main stories in brief. The head of the HSE says coronavirus is putting unprecedented levels of demand on the health service. There have been 6 confirmed cases in the Republic so far, including 4 members of the same family. Meanwhile, the Dáil today decided not to establish an emergency health committee to deal with the situation. A local tour manager said today tour companies are cancelling some bookings from Italy and Germany over coronavirus concerns. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil continue to resist overtures to enter into a government, but both parties were accused of playing games claims in the Dáil today by the Sinn Féin president Mary Lou MacDonald. She said they were shadow boxing and both moving toward coalition. And three men and a woman are being questioned in connection with the abduction and attack of Quinn Industrial Holdings director Kevin Lunny last September. Two men and a woman were arrested in the north, a man in the south. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 5th of March. The death has taken place of Kenny Boggs, 28, Castlegrange Park, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the North West Cancer Centre, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Willie Holmes, 10, Louis Negrenia, Old Town, Letterkenny, and formerly of Knocknamona, Letterkenny. Willie's remains are reposing at his daughter Louise and son-in-law Patrick Gallagher's residence at Galdena, Glebe Manor, Cunningham. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of Maggie O'Brien, Glassa, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her residence with the house private after the rosary until 10 o'clock. Removal from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Knockfulla, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Catherine Ward, Nate Doherty, Glasgow and Downings, County Donegal. Requiem Mass will take place in St. Gregory's Church, Kelvindale Road, Glasgow, at 9:30 on Wednesday morning, the 11th of March, followed by cremation in Maryhill Crematorium.